sijui nitawafanya nini, like what can I, like take all my money man, if you are my lawyer speaker, take all my money. Dragon Moto testing. Dragon Moto testing. Anyway, guys, I hope you can hear me. Okay, welcome to another new episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Oh my God, I'm super excited. I am super excited. I had missed the mic, man. I had missed being on the mic and I'm super happy and glad. I finally picked up my microphone. The break is over, guys. I need consistent Wednesday and Sunday, and so okay, episodes will be dropping kama dawa. Anyway, welcome to this new episode. Wait a minute, let me check because it's been long. Episode 102, if I'm not wrong. So yeah, welcome to a new episode. My name is Awino Awite, the host of this amazing podcast. So how are you doing? How is your January? But I learned January. But this quiz was only in January. Hey. But this just gets series of January. Squeeze kitambu ilikonga. Eh, January. Kuliko kumekauka. January si anja. It's actually raining. Like, since when does it rain in January? Tangulini kunanyesha January. It's been raining heavily. Like, it started raining, I think, on Sunday. I'm recording this on, wait a minute. 28th January on Tuesday at, let me tell you, 6:12 a.m. It's me and my weird recording hours against the time, against the world. Anyway, so yeah, it's raining actually in January. So this January is like other January. So welcome to another episode. First things first, man. Shout out to all my loyal listeners, all my loyal speakers, you guys. Like, what can I, like, take all my money, man. If you're my loyal speaker, take all my money. Chukua kila kitu. Because you guys are insane. I've not been recording. If you listen to my birthday episode, I said I was on a break. So I didn't record the podcast for the whole of December and the whole of January. Actually, I'm just recording this on 28th. But this episode is going to drop on 5th Feb. So yeah, that's when I'll be officially back. But yo, the love I have received from you guys, people texting me, people DMing me, like, we miss Unspoken. Shout out to Kinadala. We miss Unspoken. Shout out to Oscar. Those are my loyal listeners. There's Oscar. Adia can DM Maxim. Ay, umschana. Is she okay? Is she okay? Until Oscar DM'd me. Of course, you don't know. I'm referring to him with his name because I know him personally. So until he DM'd me I miss your project. Please be sending me. So he thought, maybe, I don't know what he thought. I think that he thought I was recording and not sending him. So he just had to confirm, please be sending me your links because I miss them. Don't forget to send them to me. And I was like, oh, it's just that I've not been sending them because I've not been recording. Then I was like, yeah, I was wondering. So man, shout out to you, Oscar. You guys keep me on my feet. I was on a break and just relaxing. Then you guys were just checking up on me. Shout out again to Derek. I'm shouting out all those guys who checked up on me because it's not a small name. It's not a small thing. It's a big deal for me. I'm always thinking I'm talking here to myself. Najiongelesha. Kumbe, on the other side of the mic, there's someone who listens to me. And when I go missing in action, they actually notice. So that is so humbling. So shout out to Derek also. Derek actually wrote me a nice, nice, sweet message. I'm going to read it because, yo, I love the love you guys are giving me. Derek wrote to me that he's requesting if there is a role he can kindly play in my podcasting journey this year. Any assignment that I'd like to give him, imagine. let me read it actually well. I quote, and I'm also requesting, is there a role I can kindly play in your podcasting journey this year? Any assignment you'd like to give me? For example, virtual assistant, personal assistant, maybe if I come, we can discuss. Imagine, Derek, I need Derek from church in back in Kisumu. So what? Shout out to you guys. Then there's Baraza. Baraza keeps calling me, checking me. Are you okay? I don't listen. I don't hear you recording the podcast. I don't see the podcast anymore. What's wrong? Are you okay? They're checking up on me. Like, guys, I don't take it for granted. Like, yo, nikiwapata siji nitakuwa throwing a bash line. Anyway, I'm just here to say I really appreciate all the love and each and every one of you who checked up on me. There's also Tanisha. Guy, Tanisha, because she was like text she text. I'm reading all these things because I need them to listen and know that I really appreciate them. So there's Tanisha and Aline text at, babe, what happened with the new episodes? And then I was like, coming on February 5th. Then she texts me, you are delaying me. I checked YouTube and I checked Spotify. And then I'm there, but kuna vlog in a drop. She's like, okay, so don't forget. So, man, I don't take this. This is why I keep, like, creating. I don't mean encourage. I was supposed to actually start recording this episode next week. I was supposed to record it next week, I think, before because 5th February is next week, Wednesday. So I was supposed to record it maybe on Tuesday or Monday. But then, because of you guys, how you're checking up on me, and then how you're keeping me on my toes, I'm like, you guys, I need to pick the mic. I owe you guys. So, man, shout out to each and every one of you out there who listens to the Unspoken podcast. I really appreciate it. Anyway, I need to explain why I actually went on a break. If you listen to me about the episode, I told you guys that I went on a break because December festivities, you know, you have to take a work break. I have jobs na fungwangwa December, jamani. So that was explainable. And then this January, actually took a break from recording and everything because I was fasting. It was 21 days of prayer and fasting. Like a religious fasting from our church. So I was actually fasting. So I was like, no, let me just, I use this 3 weeks of fasting, use this period to just keep things to myself, like just not indulge. You know, I think during fasting period, you're not supposed to indulge in a lot of stuff. I wanted to just keep this period, be calm, like be just composed, like nikwetu, it's me na Mungu wangu tu. Nikwetu mimi na Mungu, staki maneno, siku nataka maneno, siku. That's why I actually decided that after fasting, that's when I'm gonna go back to now officially content creation, go back to like sasa ndo naanza mwaka. Now I am starting the year well. Let's sasa mimi naanza mwaka. So I was actually fasting, and it was my first time doing the 21 days of fasting. I fasted before, but not 21 days. I actually fasted 3 days of fasting. And imagine those 3 days, like it I actually saw something. Like my prayer, what I was actually fasting towards. You know, let me tell you guys, I fast because the reason I fasted, I think that time, it was like something was really disturbing my heart, my mind. I was so stressed about something. So I had to just pray about it to God. It was like I had to make a big life decision and I was so stressed about it. So I was like, yo, the best thing I can do is just to pray and fast about it. So I just fasted for 3 days and yeah, it was nice. But now this time I was actually doing this for the first time. Fasting, 21 days of fasting and prayer. Yo, it has been a beautiful journey, honestly. Of course, it has been tempting, a lot of temptations. Hey, you read the Kumbele story ya Mungu ya Yesu, the story from the Bible where we were told that Jesus fasted in 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, and how he received temptations during fasting. That thing is real, guys. That thing is real. When you're fasting, that's when, hey, so the devil is a liar. That is when the devil now wants to bring all the temptations, like the temptations I have received. Like the temptations I've gone through during these 21 days of fasting. Actually, that story, don't remember mini story of Bible, that thing about fasting and temptations, it's actually true. Because tell me why, during the period I'm fasting, that's why somebody wants to come to me. Nikubaye lunch. That is when somebody offers to buy for me breakfast, offers to buy for me lunch, offers to take me out for lunch. Yani, hey, I was getting those offers left, right, and center. Kuja nikubaye lunch, kwapi? Someone calls me, couldn't buy lunch. Where are you? Come, let me buy you lunch. Where are you? Can I say, And I'm fasting. I'm like, hey, 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 pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Guys, I'm trying to fast here. Can't you see? I'm trying to fast. So fasting and temptation. I've received a lot of temptation. And then temptation za sherehe. Like people want to call you out. Should you come to Koku? Should you come to this party? Should you wear? Oh, I'm like, no, guys. I'm trying to do something. So, actually, got a lot of temptations during this period, and I guess it's you have to be resilient, guys. So, I want to put you guys on. So, guys, listen to me. If you have ever thought about fasting, if you haven't, you have never thought about it. I don't know how religious you are. I don't know how spiritual you are. It's not a pressure. But from my point of view, because I'm a spiritual person, and one of my goals this year, one of the things on my vision board for this year was actually to grow spiritually. I want to grow spiritually. I want to be more closer to God. I want to go to church more often. Of course, I go to church, but I don't go to church every Sunday. I won't lie. So I want to go to church more often. I want to be more closer to God. I want to grow spiritually. And that's why I just said, I'm starting my year with God. Me, I just want God, please be the foundation of my year. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're religious, you're spiritual, even if you're not, I'll encourage you to try fasting. If you may want to, they are still fresh. And there's a video I did on TikTok. There's a video. I bet they follow me, guys, on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. I have an agenda. Nimetenga kitu TikTok. Any imwaka, I want to be so serious with my content, especially TikTok. And then it's for talk a block na content imwaka. Ah, I give up. So I want to be, there's something I want to start. I digress kidogo, you know me. So like, I want to start a challenge on 1st February. Posting content for 365 days on TikTok. That is like posting content daily on TikTok for the whole year. Guys, will I manage? I'm gonna I don't know, but I feel like I wanna do it. One thing about me, I like a good challenge. That's why I even took this fasting as a challenge. Like, challenge yourself. I know 21 days is a lot, but challenge yourself. You don't know if you'll get to the end. By the way, when I started fasting, like, I didn't like know if I'm gonna like get to the end of fasting. You jump on a zone and then you slop. You backslide. But I wasn't sure. But actually, I finished the 21 days. That means I can take up a challenge. If you put your mind to something, it's all about the mindset. I was even telling my friend, it's all about the mindset. If you put your mind into something, you can achieve it. You guys, I was like, hey, fasting is not easy. So yeah, that's what I was doing. I want to plan on doing on TikTok. So I was talking about the video I posted actually, juicy on TikTok. I was talking about how I talked about it actually on my birthday episode, about how a lot can happen in a year, and the year is still starting. So you need to start we still have like time. You still have a lot of things to do, so you can start off your year right by fasting, prayer, and just dedicate your year to God, man. Like, where's my to? It's me and God. So just set your mind and. If you'd like to do it, I'll encourage my listener, you who is on the other side, try fasting. Cause I feel at peace. I finished after fasting yesterday. Yeah. The 21 days delicious journal. So I feel at peace. And then like there are a lot of benefits from fasting. Like you just pour your heart to God. You dedicate those 21 days to prayer. And just dedicate like this year everything you want to achieve, everything you want to do, you place it to God. This is what I want for my year. And trust me, God hears our prayers. That was what they told us in church. God hears our prayers. God answers our prayers at his own time. You'll be there, okay, I fasted, I prayed, but nothing's happening, God. Relax, give God a chance, let him cook. So if you're listening, I'll encourage you to try fasting. See, lazima ufanye 21 days, by the way. It's no pressure. That's our church. It's not a must you do 21 days. You can even fast for 7 days. 7 days, that's enough. 7 days. So what works for you, just look at what works for you, try it. usijue, just try, just challenge yourself, give yourself a chance, you don't know, and just dedicate your life to God. Because I want to share with you some of the benefits I learned from this fast, during this fasting period, some of the things I learned about myself and about fasting. The first thing was, like, fasting actually helps you manage your emotions. It helps you manage your emotions, because the temptations, they're going to come when you're fasting. They're going to come. And then that's when you just, like, you need to control your emotions. Like, I can't do this now. I can't do this today. Another day, but today now, maneno mingi stuck. Story mob. Like, so it actually helps you manage your emotions. I've actually seen that with myself. And then fasting actually helps you control your addictions, guys. Ha. Fasting helps you control your addictions. You might think you're addicted to something until you start fasting, and then you just realize that, okay, I can actually go 21 days without this thing that I actually thought I'm addicted to. But I can actually survive. If you can survive 3 weeks without something, that means you're not addicted. You're not addicted. So actually, fasting helps you control your addictions. And I didn't know I could stay, like, I could, like, there's some things that I really actually thought I was addicted to, but I managed to go without. I actually managed to go. I can't say them here. But I actually managed to go without. So that was actually dope. So fasting actually helps you control your addiction. And then that is what your addiction looks to you. You know your addiction, you know it. Another thing, fasting actually helps brings you closer to God, man. Brings you closer to God. The power of prayer, the power of prayer is so strong, guys. The power of prayer is insane. Like, you just pray and then you just feel like everything is just gonna work out. Like, everything, you're not even worried. Like, it brings you so closer to God. I remember there's someone who said, when you're not praying, when you feel you're distant from God, when you feel like God is far, like you're distant from God, it's actually you who is distant from God. Like, you're the one who, like, when ulijitoa, like, you're the one who put the distance between you and God. But God never left. God is always there. But if you're not praying, if you're not, like, if you don't recognize him, you're the one who's just putting that barrier, the one who's putting that distance. But God never leaves. He's just always there. And during these 21 days of fasting and prayer, because, you know, it involves praying daily, reading scriptures, actually felt the presence of God. Honestly, guys, I'm not here preaching, I'm not a pastor or nothing, but I actually felt the presence of God in my life. I felt like, man, like God is with me, guys. I don't know how to explain that feeling, but it's actually the truth. I actually felt the presence, I've never felt such presence of God, because I don't think I've ever prayed for 21 days. Because I pray, of course, I pray, but like, sometimes you don't pray daily. That's the truth. Sometimes you don't pray daily. Sometimes you miss some days. But during this period, I actually felt the presence of God. So try fasting, guys. Another thing, fasting actually helped. I actually learned from fasting. Actually, what I realized is that there's that spirit of discernment when you're fasting. Like, you get that spirit of discernment. I don't know. Now, that is why you know what's right for your life and what's wrong for your life, what you should be doing and what you should not be doing during that period. I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about no one, but I'm speaking for myself. During that period, I, like, felt that spirit of, I had that spirit of discernment. I was like, there's some things I should stop doing. Why do I do this, though? Like, why do I keep doing this? This is something I should not be doing. At this age, I'm not supposed to be doing something like this. And then they're saying, like, okay, this is good. So I get that spirit of discernment. Like, it gives me the discernment to know this is bad for me and this is good for me. So, yeah, those are the things actually that I learned during my period of fasting. Those are the things I experienced during my period of fasting. And I just wanted to dedicate this episode to that, because it's still January. The year is still a girl. Mwaka bado ni mschana. The year is still young. So you can still do a lot of things. You can start fasting if you would like. You can decide to start your year on the right note with God. So I'm actually happy. I actually finished my 21 days. I'm proud of myself. Actually finished my 21 days. And I just wanted to share with my fellow, my loves, you guys. I wanted to share with you if that is something you have always wanted to do and I've always been like scared that you won't manage to do it, you won't finish it. This was my first time doing the 21 days and I did it. You can drink water, you can survive on water, and then you can also drink coffee. So it's not so tough. You can survive on coffee. So it was like from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So 12 hours. You can survive. So yeah. I just wanted to share with you guys. That. So what else? I think that's the episode, guys. I just don't want to be doing a long episode. We're already 20 minutes in, so that's dope. So yeah, just want to share that. Anyway, shout out to each and everyone who's been checking up on me and who's been nagging me to upload episodes. Finally, Unspoken is coming back to back. Two episodes and the Unspoken story, the series is coming, guys. It's coming back. Like, I feel so energized. Can you feel the energy? Can you feel it? Because I feel so energized. I'm like, yeah, I needed a break. I'm so energized. Like, tiny beast mode. I'm going on full beast mode, manzi. Kaende. So I'm super energized, guys. Take breaks, really work. Like, break. If you're tired, manze, take a break. Don't burn yourself out. Take a break. Come back stronger. So yeah, that's what's up. So the Unspoken story is coming. Look out for that. I'm gonna be sending need the link again. I think I need to refresh the link again and send it out so that guys can start applying, sending their message, sending their information so that I can go back on the road. Oh, how I miss being on the road. How I miss. The last time I was out. When was I last out, man? It's been long. I want to be outside. I want to create content. Speaking of that, have you guys made your vision board? Because if you haven't, you better do. Actually, I have made mine, and speaking of that, I have a new YouTube video. I have a new vlog on my YouTube. I just uploaded it today. So guys, please check it. Okay, by the time you're listening to this, it's a quite sharp upload. So check out my YouTube, guys. I'm actually trying to grow YouTube. I don't know, but sinangaraka na YouTube. Like, YouTube is like my diary where I just document my life and keep it there for the future. If one day there's a company that says, we want to make a documentary on Unspoken. We want to make a documentary on Awiti. I'll have footage. I'll have enough footage. Actually, that's the reason I upload on YouTube. Like, it's just like my digital diary where I record my life and just, I document my life. It's just for my memory. But now I want to like be so serious on YouTube, take my content to the next level, especially TikTok. I need to use TikToks. Like, I need to use TikTok. I need to like be serious with TikTok, take it seriously. So I want to like do that this year. I want to challenge myself. It's gonna take a lot of energy and strength for me. It's gonna take a lot from me. I know it, and I'm scared, but I like a good challenge, like I said. So yeah, I'm gonna try and do that. I want to elevate my YouTube content. I want to even like start investing in some quality equipment, also hone my editing skill, like upgrade and no more, because man, I love creating content for you guys. I just love creating content, because one of my goals this year, man, for my multiple years, that I dream of a day when I'll work with a brand. Like, I've never actually worked with a brand. I dream of a day when I'll actually work with a brand, like, because like there's nothing as good as doing something you love and then it pays you, guys. There is nothing as good as that. So that's what I want for myself this year. Take my content to the next level, produce, create quality content, and be able to grow my audience, and then sometimes maybe work with a brand, maybe monetize it. Yeah. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna have to love and leave you over here. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. I hope you've learned something from me, and shout out to my day ones. I love that, the love. I see you guys, people texting me. I see the love and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And We're off to a year. The year is off to a good start. I'm very positive about this year. It's off to a good start. And I'm excited where we go from here, where Unspoken goes from here. Because now I'm so sure, like, okay, guys are listening. Guys love the content. So it's on me. It's upon me to work, to put in the work. So guys, I'll see you on the next episode. Stay safe and adios.
Okay.